So, my name is Shannon Krinken, and you're listening and watching Goddess Kring, and I am not going to talk too much about my past right now. Let's just say it is currently April of 2010, and I'm 41 years old, and I'm single, and I am a very unusual person, and I'm wanting to find a sense of community. I'm wanting to find my tribe. I know that Seattle is a rather conservative city in some ways, and there's kind of cliques. And I'm thinking actually I had an interesting meeting last night with this woman that traded some artwork in exchange for giving me sort of a reading, and it was called like a dynamic constellation reading, and it was very, very interesting. She had these like these little jars of water, and they were all cool. They all felt very like literally cool to the touch, and she arranged them, and she sort of intuitively follows her gut, and she kind of like arranged them in a certain way, and she sees people's patterns, and we deducted from some of the patterns things about myself that are challenging in relationships especially. And I'm a very kind of holistic person, and so my sexuality, my sensuality, my spirituality, and my job as a figure model, and my website, and the way I express myself with body paint, and being in the World Naked Bike Ride, and the Summer Solstice Parade, and expressing myself, and some of the sexuality in which I've expressed on my website, in addition to my spirituality. So it's all connected. And some people are like really, really weirded out by the fact that I connect these things together, and I know that there's like sometimes when I've been nude it's been sexual, and I've actually done some pornography, and then some people are like really offended by that. And then some of the nudity I've done is just like at naturist gatherings where it's family friendly and there's kids and there's like it's safe for kids and there's nothing like weird kinky going on. And because I've done pornography, people think, oh, well, that can't be true. You know, these naturist gatherings must be really kinky, like a big orgy or something. And so there's like, you know, there's all this like misinformation out there. And basically, I feel misunderstood. But I feel like it's because I hang out with the wrong people. And I feel like I need to find my tribe. I need to find people that are non-judgmental and don't think that I'm too weird for them. I recently screened one of my 10-minute videos at an open screening in Seattle. They have once a month, and my video was the strangest, I have to say, because it was the most abstract, experimental. But at the end of it, one guy said, "I wish it was weirder," you know, sort of sarcastically, and so, you know, sort of implying that I was too weird. And I'm thinking, the kind of people that I want to hang out with are people that that are, I guess, sort of Burning Man type people that are not so judgmental and actually think if something is strange or different or unusual, that that's actually a good thing and not something to be afraid of or scary. Because the truth is, every single person is very unique. Whether we like it or not, we're all very unique. And yet we're all humans and we all have a lot of the same needs, you know, the need to be loved, the need to connect with another person, food, shelter, sex, whatever, you know, working on your growth as a person, family, friends, you know, we all have a lot of the same desires. But then again, some of us, I don't know. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, now where do I fit? You know, who's my tribe? And I need to have a stronger sense of self. And last night when I had this reading, one of the things that she suggested I do was to get involved in dance. And that's funny because off and on throughout my life, I've been attracted to dance, but I've never done like official formal dance. But when I dance in the Fremont Summer Solstice Parade, and when I model, I feel like it's a dance. And when I've made love to people, you know, lovers from my past, I haven't really had a really, really good lover in about 3 years, and I don't want to say anything too specific about my past out of consideration for people from my past, but I'm just going to speak from my point of it, is that I haven't really had a good lover in about 3 years, but when I have connected with people, and okay, I will say that I am heterosexual and I'm monogamous, because I feel like that's another thing. I feel like because I've done a lot of nudity, I've done some pornography, I've done fine art nudes, I've done naturist gathering nudity, which is just eating, sleeping, swimming, just living everyday life, clothing optional. That's a different kind, you know, that's just living your life in a natural way. Whereas when I model, it's like, okay, I'm a figure model for artists. And then when I've, you know what I mean? So there's lots of different kinds of nudity that I've been involved in. And to me, nudity isn't just about being naked or being erotic or sexual or flirting or whatever. It's also about accepting yourself and being natural. And there's just like a whole different multifaceted thing that goes along with that. Oh, and it's tied to spirituality as well. And some people think spirituality and sexuality is different and separate. And, you know, if you're into sensual things like food and the body and music and the earth and all this kind of stuff, that's not spiritual. But I don't believe in separating those two. I believe it's all connected. And so it's all holistic to me and all connected, body, mind, soul, heart. And that includes sexuality. So I guess I'm into Tantra. And every single lover that I've had, and again, I'm monogamous when I love somebody and I am involved with somebody, I'm monogamous, because I think a lot of people think when I say lovers, they think that I have a whole bunch of lovers and all that kind of stuff, but that's really not my thing. There's nothing wrong with polyamory, but I'm not really polyamorous, I don't think. Although I don't like when people are really jealous and possessive. I think that people, when they're in love with somebody, should be able to have other friends, but I'm not really polyamorous sexually. But I guess emotionally, I would like to have, I'm sort of into polyamory on a certain emotional level, but not actually on a sexual level. So that I'll just say that. But I'm trying to figure out who I really am, actually, because there's things about the way I was raised. Even though both my parents are very liberal and kind of artistic, at the same time they're both very critical, and so I feel like I have they had their own dogma that they kind of dumped onto me, and I have to release that and let go of that and know that I can live my authentic life, like authentic ejaculation of my soul, molten orange liquid glow, meaning I can really live my passion. And that's what the woman said last night. She said, you need more fire. You need fire. You're on, you know, you need to be on fire more. And it's like I hold back. And so I think I might start going into doing dances. And that's what I was going to say, is when I've been with my most previous, a recent lover 3 years ago, when I met him, it was on the day of the summer solstice parade in, I think, 2006. And it was just like a lightning bolt. I mean, literally a lightning bolt. And I saw him locking his bike up in front of a coffee shop. And we both looked at each other, and I looked away, and then, because I was shy, and then I looked back, and he was still looking at me. And then he said, wow, we should have tea or something. And then, you know, and I said, okay, I'm going to lock my bike up to your bike. And then we had tea, and then we ended up, it was just really intense. It was electricity big time. And we ended up getting involved really, really soon after that. And we were involved for a few months, and it was beautiful. But then, and we were monogamous, but he didn't really want to be, you know, he didn't really want a traditional girlfriend. We were just lovers who were friends and lovers. And so I could only do that for a few months, and then I started feeling sad because I wanted a more of an emotional connection in addition to the sexual connection. But the sex with him was amazing. It was beautiful. It was like, it felt spiritual. It felt tantric. That's what I was going to say. It's like a dance. Like, I'm a very visceral, physical person, and I feel like when I make love with somebody and have sex with somebody that I really, really, really connect with, body, mind, heart, soul, whatever you want to call it, not just on the physical level, although I am very physical and I'm very sensitive to the sense to my sense of smell and the way someone's voice sounds and the way their body smells. I don't mean cologne. I mean their natural body scent, their pheromones, whatever you want to call it, their chemistry. And I'm really responsive to that, as well as their voice and just their, oh, I read, okay, I'm an energy reader and I'm very visceral and physical. And all the men that I have been lovers with monogamously in the past, I guess I'm a serial monogamist pretty much, they have been, I felt like I was doing a dance with them. And I don't really believe that couples are half and half. I believe that couples are actually two whole people, and men and women both have male and female sides within themselves. Like, I have a masculine side, and all the men that I'm really attracted to are in touch with their feminine side. And then when I get together with a lover, a man, he is a whole person, I am a whole person, and we do a dance. And what I mean by that is there's a giving and receiving and a dance, and I can feel energy. And when I listen to music and I dance, I see shapes, and I feel like Tori Amos has talked about it, that it's a sonic shape. And I believe her, I agree with her, that music creates a shape, like an atmosphere, almost like a building, even though it's invisible, it's just sound. But it feels like you're in a building, like you're in a structure, like a sonic structure.